Let's catch up with the CEO of Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard, on this show this morning. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
Coming out to your neck of the woods today.
Good to hear.
Yes,
spending going time and money, I trust, Robbo.
Well, the time, don't know about the money. the BT50 Roadshow for Bendigo Mazda will be at the Maxi IGA car park around 11:40, 10 past 12 at the mill. And next to Victory Park at about 12:40. So I've had to do a bit of work, though, you know, because coming out to Cappuccino Canyon, you know, your website, hipster.com, I've sort of, put on the retro canvas shoes and I trimmed up the, you know, the sort of the grey goatee and little beard that sort of says I'm getting old but I'm still cool, and then finish it off with a pork pie hat. So, you know. That's what it says to me. To most other people, it says you're just a dickhead. But you know, you got to try and do these things, mate. You got to rock it, you know. Anyway,
I wish you luck, Robbo, and lovely to have you down here.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be there too. Great spot. Talking of which, let's talk about the COVID-safe business plans, because it's mandatory from September that all businesses have to have one.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robbo. First of all, I'd like to say that well done to the business sector who've done such a remarkable job of responding to all the changing restrictions that have been going on. We're really happy here, Robbo, to see more and more local businesses reopening in the Shire. I've mentioned it before, Robbo, but we do have a range of supports available for businesses at the moment. They're all trying to do our little bit to help make life a bit easier for those businesses. But one of the areas that we have been working a lot on lately with local businesses is the preparation of COVID-safe plans. As you say, they are mandatory, and you must have a COVID-safe plan in place that sets out the requirements that the people in your workplace must follow to stay COVID-safe, and also outline what the safety measures are in place to help prevent and stop the spread of COVID-19, whether that be through employees or through the customers you serve. So I also understand, Robbo, there's pretty hefty penalties in place for businesses that are caught without a COVID-safe plan, so really urging people who are reopening or have opened, if you haven't got a COVID-safe plan in place, get it in quickly. And if you're having some trouble with it, get in touch with our team. They've been doing lots of support to businesses to get them in place. So please contact council. We've got, going back to those range of business supports, Robbo, just once again, if people are looking for a bit of help in the business sector, look at Connect Mount Alexander. That's all one word, connectmountalexander.com.au. And it's a fair chance that what you're looking for is on there.
Okay.
Or if not, give us a call.
Now, talking of support as well, the online business network, Localised Central Victoria. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. This is for any businesses who might be trying to get online but or even to get more networking happening with other businesses. Who haven't quite been able to get around to doing that for themselves. So we really encourage them to join the online platform that we've put together called Localised Central Victoria. It is free for businesses and it's a business directory, and that's for all people in Mount Alexander Shire. And we've now expanded that to Greater Bendigo as well, Robbo. It used to be called Mount Alexander Business Connect, but we rebranded it to help expand opportunities for local businesses further into Bendigo, into the name change and the platform location change. So chance for businesses to promote their goods and services online is what it's about, Robbo, but it's also got a lot of information on there about matters that might be affecting businesses. It's been written by local experts on things like legal matters, how to manage staff, cyber safety, and lots of other things. So if you haven't signed up for that website and you're a business in Mount Alexander or City Greater Bendigo, have a look at www.centralvic, that's all one word, .localised.com.au, and you can add your name to the 750-plus businesses who are already on there, Robbo.
Terrific. And finally, too, the Inclusive Employment Webinar, which is coming up. Time to register for that.
Very much time, Robbo, because it's happening this morning. At 11 a.m. till 12:30. You can get onto that one by Eventbrite. This is a bit of a last-minute reminder, Robbo. Please note, it will be made available online afterwards if you don't get to it today. But what that's about is that Champions of Change program, which I think you've talked with City Greater Bendigo about before,
yes,
Robbo. It's a federally funded program. It's going to let 6 people with a disability complete traineeships across Mount Alexander Shire, City Greater Bendigo, and Loddonshire, And this webinar is in support of trying to help businesses to employ people who have got a disability and to see how much opportunity there is in doing so. So again, 11 till 12:30 this morning, you can get onto that one via Eventbrite if you just search Inclusive Employment Webinar, and yep. you'll be able to be a part of that one. But as I say, if not, it will be available afterwards.
Beautiful. All right, Darren, listen, have a great week. Calm the cats, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, go cats, Robert. I'm with you now.
Good man yourself. Take it easy. Darren Fuzzard, the CEO of Mount Alexandershire on the Wake Up Call.